Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
How are you doing today? How are things going? I hope it's great. I'm really excited to be here. I hope you are too. And I'm really excited to answer today's question, because although it is about hosting, it's also about another way that you can generate some extra money in your business. And of course, who doesn't love that? But before we jump to the question, I'd like to remind you that you can join us on Facebook. We actually have two groups going on. We have an SEO tips and tricks group where we post different tips and tricks, as you can imagine, about SEO to help you learn the process. And you can also ask your SEO questions directly there as well. We also have a web design and SEO business mastermind group, and this group is exclusively for those entrepreneurs who are starting and running their own business and want to be able to ask questions to fellow entrepreneurs. How do they handle client situations or documents, or what tools do they use? Everything about your business, you can ask there, you can get feedback. So it's a really great community. You can find the links on today's show notes for episode 7, or just by heading over to the Portable Entrepreneur website. All right, let's go ahead and have a listen to today's question.
I first want to say thank you so much for all your courses and resources. They've been so helpful as I've been starting my own business. And my question is, if I have a new client who doesn't have their own hosting or domain name yet, should I have them set it up or should I do it? Also, another thing, I was wondering, is it possible for me to make a little extra money from setting up their hosting? Thanks so much for answering my question.
This is a really common question. I hear it all the time, because when you're first starting your business, it can be a little confusing to figure out what does the client handle and what do I handle? And hosting is one of those issues. So you actually have a few options when it comes to hosting. So let's talk about those three. The first one is that you can refer the client to a couple of hosting companies that you have selected, and then they ultimately can make the final decision and sign up. So just as with the other options we'll talk about, there's pros and cons to both of these. The first is that the client signs up. It's a very simple process. They're handling all of the process for you. And all they have to do is provide you with their login information once it's set up, and you're good to go. The downside to this can be that some clients may get a little confused in the process. They're going to be upsold during the setup process, and they may not be sure which options to select, which to avoid, and they may keep contacting you back to ask you. Now, if you want to go with this option over some of the others, what I would recommend is that you actually create a step-by-step guide, and you can take your, let's say, top one or two recommendations for hosting, and you can create screenshots and say, okay, if you look on this screenshot, click on this button. Then next, you'll see this screen. Now, insert this information here. When you see that they're asking you to purchase A, B, and C as additional services, you can decline all of those, or whatever the process is. So just go through the process for them, make it very easy, and you can just provide them with a link to that on your site or a PDF document. That way they can easily refer to that. Now, the second option that you have is that you can recommend a couple of companies and you can help them decide which one is going to be best for them, and then do the sign up process yourself. Now, this is a really great option. It's one that a lot of people actually go with because it avoids all the questions that we talked about in the last option from the clients. Because you know how to set up the account, you can do it within just a couple of minutes and you're done. You already have the login information. You don't need to rely on the client. You don't need to wait for them to get to it when they get to it. There's also hosting companies out there like Flywheel that are specifically for the designer community that allow you to easily push the site to the client's separate account, and that way they get charged. You don't ever have to worry about being charged. So that can be very easy for you to use, especially if you're new to hosting as well. Now, the third option is that you can offer hosting yourself. And you can do this as a hosting reseller. And this allows you to earn monthly recurring revenue off of your hosting business. So this is a great way to supplement your income as well. Now, many of the major hosting companies offer a specific reseller package, and these are great ways for getting started in offering hosting to your clients. You're allowed to set up packages any way that you want, and you can charge clients however much you want as well. Now, regardless of which option that you select, do make sure that you set up the client's account in their own name. Make sure they own the domain name. Make sure they own the hosting account. It just makes everything so much easier. This is their business after all. They should have full access to everything. Another note that I'd really like to add here, though, is it is very, very important that you are selecting the right hosting plan for your client. So you really should spend some time getting to know the different hosting plans that are available, the different hosting companies that are out there, because it really depends on the type of site that you're dealing with. If you are dealing with a brand new, very small site, has no traffic, a small shared hosting plan may be perfect. But if you are dealing, let's say, with a larger site or a site that has a lot of traffic, a site that, say, has promotions from time to time where you see the traffic spike, those types of issues can cause a site to go down when it is most needed to be up. So it's very, very important that you have the right hosting package that is going to be able to support that. So there's actually a quiz that you can take where you put in the site's specific requirements, and then at the end, it's going to spit out specific recommendations for you of not only specific hosting companies, but the specific plans that you should sign up for. So that way, if you're unsure when you're dealing with your client accounts, these are the specific hosting companies and packages within those companies that you should sign up for. And you can find that quiz by going to www.portableentrepreneur.com/hosting. Now, the second part of the question was, can you make additional money from this? And this is what I love about actually all three of these options. We talked about, of course, having a reseller hosting account, you can make money from that. But if you are simply referring clients to a hosting company, you can also sign up to be an affiliate for those hosting companies. And these hosting companies typically pay between $50 and $100 per sign up. So if you have the client click on your link, or you click on the link, you're signing up the client for them, and once that process is complete, you will receive confirmation that you have earned whatever that referral fee is for that specific company. So that is an excellent way to make an extra $50 or $100 per project when you are working with a client as well. So there's a lot of different companies that you can choose from. If you go to portableentrepreneur.com/hosting affiliate, you'll see some more information there about different companies that are good to work with and where you can actually go to sign up to become an affiliate. So again, thank you so much for your question. I know this is really going to help a lot of people earn some extra money from their web design business. And if you have another question about your SEO or web design business, I'd love to hear it. Please head over to www.portableentrepreneur.com/podcast and you can ask your question right there. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Go out and have an actionable day, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.